Dr. Bill, thanks for your time.
Yeah, Sean, kind of a tough day, and we got a big one tomorrow because that storm will be making landfall in our area.
And it's been affecting us, I guess. Was it yesterday that we were getting the first effects of Sally?
Yeah, exactly. We had a couple of feeder bands that moved onshore, but those were far away from the center of the storm, which right now is, we'll call it east of the mouth of the Mississippi River. So it's still got a ways to go, and it's moving very slow at only 2 miles per hour.
This is, I think last hour I said lollygagging on that storm, and at 2 miles an hour, it's obviously part of this rain component that I want to get to. But I got a lot of questions here from listeners, and they can chime in as well on the text line at 343-0106. We cover a big area from Pascagoula to Pensacola up to Jackson, Alabama. But let's talk Mobile and Baldwin counties, because I'm getting people in both counties sending me pictures of their yards and the before and after. Here's what it normally looks like. Here's what the water looks like. And I was getting those yesterday too, that they had increased water levels where they were, and now they're higher today. What does somebody expect compared? Like, are they seeing the highest of the surge today, or will that be tomorrow or overnight and kind of coinciding with the high tide? What's the scenario there, and is it higher expected for people in Mobile County than Baldwin County, or vice versa? Can you walk us through that?
Yeah, it looks like the landfall is going to occur either on the southeastern portion of Mobile County, or will actually come into the bay. And what that means is that the highest storm surge will be over in Baldwin County, and as opposed to Mobile County, since it'll be on the eastern side of the storm center. So areas in Baldwin County along the waterfront there, when the beaches, will see most likely 7 to 9 feet, possibly 10 feet, and a little bit less to the western side of the storm center. And the highest tide over there will basically occur before the landfall, as water is pushed up into that area. But definitely it looks like the higher surge will be on the in the Baldwin County, if the storm maintains this path now toward either southeastern Mobile County or coming right up Mobile Bay.
So that is somewhat of a change from what we were talking about 2 days ago. So it's more... The surge is going to be higher for Baldwin County now than Mobile County, but that doesn't get Mobile County out of the woods.
No, not at all. And of course, all around the bay, if it moves up the eastern side of Mobile County or up the bay, it's going to be pushing water into the bay. So we could see certainly 7 to 9 feet for Mobile Bay.
And I'm thinking, I guess on that tract, if it comes straight up the bay, it's already bad enough for the piers and wharves on the eastern shore, but it sounds like it could be a lot of lumber people are going to be buying a lot of lumber here in the next couple of weeks, because I remember after...
Especially in the eastern shore, because look at either one of those situations, the eastern side of the storm and around the eye would be on the greatest effect would be on the eastern shore of the bay.
Questions coming in. Terry asks this one: when will Mobile start feeling hurricane force winds? I guess he means the city versus the county. Or walk us through that. What's that timeline? When do we start feeling it, even before landfall? When is that?
Now, right now, the highest winds are at 80 miles an hour, so it's dropped a little bit, and it may even drop down to 75 or a minimal hurricane at landfall. This is quite a bit of time before that occurs, and it looks like now that landfall will not take place until around daybreak tomorrow, and then the storm center will gradually move north, so the center may actually reach the Mobile area or the northern portion of the bay around mid-morning, and we're starting around daybreak down on the coast, and then gradually moving on up to the north. As for hurricane force gusts that we can expect, we're not going to see that this afternoon. We'll look at gusts up to around 50 miles per hour, but that will increase through the evening hours, so that after midnight, that's when we may see some gusts get up around 70 to 75 miles per hour. And most of the time from midnight on, through the morning. It'll be winds of 50 to 60 miles per hour out of the northeast, with occasional gusts, perhaps up to 75. And then tomorrow, we'll see that chance, of course, for winds of 75 miles an hour in gusts through the morning. And then in the afternoon, the wind will become northwesterly, and generally running 45 to 55 with gusts occasionally up to 70 miles an hour. And it won't be until really tomorrow evening when we feel we start to feel that decrease in wind, so that the gusts are down to around 50, which will seem a little more pleasant than reaching up to 70, 75.
Everything's relative, I guess, as you navigate this. And you talk about the rainfall totals here, and as some areas will, I mean, as we've seen before with bands or, you know, training through an area, will get considerably more. But all of us expect double digits, correct?
That's right. We haven't really seen the heaviest rain yet, because it's pretty much wrapped around the eye. And that's just offshore, but it'll be moving on through the into our area through the evening hours and overnight, and we'll stay within those really heavy bands around the center of the storm all through the night and through a good portion of tomorrow. And so totals of 8 to 12 inches of rain are likely in our area. It's possible some locations could see up to 20 inches or maybe a little more than that, but I would say certainly in that range of 8 to 12 inches.
All right, and with that, the compounding effect we talked about last hour, and this is something I think that you could talk about rainfall totals, and then you could talk about storm surge, but there are plenty of places, I know you want to also talk about the main rivers, but our local, what I'll call dead-end rivers or bayous around here, they get double trouble, right, with rain and surge.
Yeah, that's right. You know, we're looking at, in some situations, more than 3 inches of rain per hour, and if the ground is already saturated, that's all runoff. And that means flash flooding. It also means that the creeks and streams in the area will be flooded. And as the storm moves inland, it's going to spread the heavy rain into the river systems in southwest and eventually up into central Alabama. Of course, that all ends up coming down to the coast over the next few days.
Yeah, I'm looking at those gauges, Dr. Bill, and for example, the Mobile River Berry Steam Plant. Already predicted to go to 10.3 feet, and y'all, it's not the craziness we had this spring with 16 at Berry, but that's a heck of a river. It's like a wintertime spring river, and they're calling for that, you know, rises on the Tombigbee and Alabama. So that's going to be something we're going to deal with. Well, that's going to be a legacy of Sally, I guess. We'll deal with that for a week.
Yeah, that's right. Long after Sally has ended up out in the Atlantic, yeah, we'll be still looking at the conditions with the river systems coming down to the coast in Mississippi and Alabama and northwest Florida. So this is just a slow system. It's going to take its time coming in overnight and then take its time moving up through southwest Alabama. In fact, all day tomorrow, it will be moving from Mobile through the interior areas of southwest Alabama. It'll take the whole day to do that before it ever gets out into central Alabama, which will, of course, occur very late tomorrow and then on into Thursday. And so it's going to leave quite a track in the way of heavy rainfall.
Now, the chronic effects, the rainfall and the wind, acute effects, I guess the wind as well, but I'm thinking about tornadoes. Is there anything that you can see already that says there's a proclivity more than normal for tornadoes or less? Or is there anything, the way to forecast that?
Well, I don't see that right now.
Good.
That we'll see a major outbreak of tornadoes such as occurred in Hurricane Ivan, which was a very large hurricane. And but I don't quite see that, but there's that possibility that in some of these intense cells, thunderstorm cells that are moving around in the feeder bands and then around near the center of the storm, where we will get some rotation in the form of tornadoes. They generally do not last very long. They move rather rapidly, and they form, come down, and then they're out, and the damage is not a long track. And that's a tendency for tornadoes in hurricanes to have very small, short tracks.
All right. Well, that's hopefully it stays that we don't have much of that from.
Yeah, Saturday. We don't need that for sure. We have enough to contend with in the rain, the storm surge, and of course the wind. When we talk about winds of 60 to 70, 75 miles an hour in gusts, we're going to see a lot of tree damage, mainly in limbs, and then some trees. We're going to find the soil has become very saturated, very loose, and some trees may topple over. That's going to be the problem. And of course, if the tree falls on a home, then that's another thing. Most of it will be tree damage, and maybe some billboards here and there.
Well, then we'll have Shannara will be all over the state. Oh, he already is. Dr. Bill, I will get more updates from you. But once again, to recap here on this update, we should start feeling the effects of, let's say, what did you say, 45 to 60 mile per hour winds by when?
That's going to be on through the evening hours and
after dark,
and then after midnight. Then we'll start to see the peak gusts begin, getting up perhaps to 70, 75 miles an hour after midnight and on through the morning hours. There's the only real difference here is going to be a northeast wind through most of the night, and then gradually becoming northwesterly late morning and through the afternoon. And then by late afternoon tomorrow, the winds should start to gradually slow down a bit, but still remain rather brisk all the way through tomorrow night. And then, of course, Thursday, things will definitely improve. The winds will die down. It will seem like a dead calm on Thursday with winds of 10 to 15 miles an hour out of the northwest.
Everything is relative. And as always, Dr. Bill, I appreciate these updates. It means so much to so many of us to get the facts from you. So we will be talking more throughout today and this evening and, of course, tomorrow morning. So we'll check back with you real soon.